News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Good news for bathing quality around the country, except in one part of South Dublin, around Dunleary Baths, which is the only place in the country that has poor bathing water. That's according to a new report from the Environmental Protection Agency. Jenny Deacon is program manager with the EPA. 90+% ratings for bathing quality around the country. That's a good thing, isn't it, Jenny?
Good morning, Anton. Yes, it is overall a very good news story today. We're publishing our latest bathing water quality report for all of the bathing waters around the country. And yes, 98% of our sites met or exceeded the minimum bathing water quality standards, which is really good news as people are thinking about going out and enjoying the sunny weather.
So where did it go? How did it go sideways in Dunleary?
So a very disappointing outcome for Dunleary County Council. A lot of investment had gone into the Dunleary Baths regeneration. And unfortunately, last year, there were two poor samples returned amongst a number of excellent samples. And so unfortunately, now that means that they haven't met the standard for the overall classification. And there will be a restriction notice up for the season now advising swimmers not to swim.
And what's causing that? What's the problem?
Yes, so the issues there are twofold. Number one, it's an issue with some of the sewage overflow infrastructure. Uisce Éireann have a plan in place to address that, and Dublin or Dunleary County Council are working with them
plan. Sewage overflow? What does that mean?
So when heavy rainfall occurs, the system, the network system, can get overwhelmed, and it's designed to spill so that it doesn't back up into people's houses and onto the streets. So the increase in heavy rainfall that we've seen over the last number of years, especially during the summer months, has exacerbated the issue with the overflow. So that's one thing. But the second thing then
Hang on, Jenny, just so I understand the way that infrastructure works. So that the sewage system, at a certain point, if there is enough in the way of groundwater upswelling underneath it, it then dumps into storm drains and goes straight out to sea.
So the systems are designed to spill in heavy rainfall. And there are controls in place that doesn't happen frequently. It's an infrequent thing. And the infrastructure is being upgraded in Dunleary. There's a lot of work underway to improve that infrastructure, as there is around many of the parts of Dublin Bay. The second issue, though, that I just want to touch on, Anton, is dog fouling. So we're really encouraging the public now, when they're going out to walk in the nice sunny weather, to pick up after their dogs and leave only paw prints, is the message.
Now, on that, I would think a lot of people would look at the size of what a dog can leave and the vast expanse of water and think, can't do that much harm. They're wrong.
That's right. So there's millions and millions of bacteria in dog fouling, as there is in all animal waste. And that can stay in the sand or in the water long after you've left. So we really encourage people to pick up after their dogs and, as I say, leave only paw prints.
And what's the risk to humans from this?
So the bacteria it's enterococci and also E. coli that are measured and sampled as part of the monitoring program. And if they are in the water and you're swimming in it and you ingest that water, it can cause stomach upsets and sometimes skin rashes. But the stomach upsets would be the risk. So we really need to work to keep the bacteria out of the water as much as possible to protect bathers' health.
And to return to where we started with your figure of 98% of sites, which is 150 of the 153 tested around the country, what that means is that from an environmental perspective and a human health perspective, as we look into hopefully a bit of decent weather, if you're in any one of those 150 sites, swim at will.
That's right. And I'd encourage everyone to look at the website beaches.ie, where you can find all the latest information about your local beach as you plan your family trip. And hopefully, as you say, the nice sunny weather that's in front of us.
Jenny, thanks very much. Jenny Deacon, Program Manager with the EPA.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.